So the System Affairs presents the motion that the Palmetto College Faculty Senate asks the Chancellor for a mechanism in which Palmetto College Faculty Senate can take courses to the Carolina Core Curriculum Committee without going through individual division department chairs.
Discussion?
No, it doesn't need a second.
Can you clarify that a little bit?
Okay, so in the committee, we discussed real circumstances in which faculty of Palmetto College have tried to get courses approved for the Carolina Core, and they've been the Columbia department that has to approve it before it moves on has not responded, mm-hmm. or has not found it worth their attention. And so the discussion if anybody wants to share specific examples, they can, but the discussion was that is there a way we can circumvent that process so we don't have to go through the department anymore but go straight to the Courses and Curriculum Committee for the purpose of approving Carolina Core courses. Now, I would also add that the chair of the Faculty Senate, Jim Knapp, did offer to also help with this, so I don't know. There may be other options to entertain as well.
Yes, Jim.
Is there, well, the curriculum and courses is the end of the process, the chair is the beginning of the process. Did you consider somewhere in the middle, just like bypassing the chair, but still going through the process? There are many other steps to go through.
So once it goes from the chair of the department, where does it go to?
Then it has to go to what's called the specialty committee, okay. which is a representative three, and we have representatives on every one of those committees. Okay. And then that specialty committee considers it. And then it goes to the larger Carolina Core Committee.
But if the chair then crushes it, it still goes to that?
Well, the way the process is now, the chair is the first signature, and then it goes to the
okay. No.
Chris, can I ask a question? Is the smaller committee like BSR and BSS? Is that
yes,
that?
Specialties. Right. Okay. Each of the.
Yeah, I think that when we put this motion together, that we didn't have that information in our committee, so that would be worthy of considering an amendment or a different motion.
I would read the language of this as fine, that we'd be able to get it to the Carolina Core Committee eventually through whatever process is appropriate. I think there's still some talk about where it should go, if not through the chair.
But yeah, I think there, maybe the fine. Language could be clarified to just simply circumvent the department chair.
Is the System Affairs Committee open to have this postponed or tabled until
we can straighten this out?
I am completely fine, especially also in light of the new information we received from Jim Knapp, that there is further consideration to make with this motion.
Second?
Would you prefer that it be postponed or tabled?
I would suggest a motion to postpone, because the motion to table requires. Is that
a motion to refer back to the System Affairs Committee?
Good.
All in favor?
Second.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All against?
Thank
passes.
You.
Okay. Any announcements? Yes.
Just a point of information. I emailed Dr. Nesmith to confirm his intent is that the BLS and BOL recommended changes have just finished in the interim committee. Now that this one's been passed, it hasn't yet been put in place. that those changes will come to system affairs before they go to courses and curriculum. So he did confirm that is what will happen.
Thank you.
Yes.
If you gave a report, if you gave somebody else's report, if you brought forward a motion, please, I'm reminding you to send it to the secretary. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Any other announcements? Hang on. Dawson, do you have an announcement that you'll come back with?
No, it's gone.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Meeting's adjourned.